The Connecticut Department of Transportation says the winds that have come along with the winter storm have made it difficult to plow the roads through the early morning hours, and the cold temperatures have also made it difficult to melt the snow. Jeff Adams is storm monitor with the DOT. He says the timing of the storm was fortunate, though.
The heavier portion came after last night's commute and fell during the overnight hours and should be really dwindling down. So time-wise, it was very good for us. Also, the traffic was very light, and it appears that the citizens did heed the governor's request to stay off the roads.
About 6 inches of snow have fallen in Stamford, Connecticut. Ted Jankowski is the city's public service director, and he says the roads there are improving.
As the day progresses, they're going to get better. I do believe that we are prepared for anyone who does have to get out on the roadways.
Metro North says the winter storm forced it to operate the New Haven line on a Saturday schedule today. Depending on the time of day, the schedule makes available about 60% of typical weekday trains. In New York, the LIE was closed from last night through this morning, scheduled to open just about 10 minutes ago at 8 o'clock. Also, I-84 between Connecticut and Pennsylvania in New York, scheduled to open just a few minutes ago. And the thruway between New York City and Albany, that was closed last night, too. It, too, scheduled to open at 8 o'clock this morning. The governor had declared a statewide state of emergency on Thursday in New York.